What up, what up, what up? This is your man Sam, host of the Just Talk With Sam podcast. Dude, we got a good one for you guys this week, man. I got somebody, well, I'll get into all of that in a few moments. But first off, we got to pay some bills, man. Let's just get all this out of the way. First of all, I want to say thanks to all of those who went to samshownation.com, clicked the donate button, and gave to the podcast, man. This is a crowdsourced thing. You guys keep the podcast rolling. You guys are knocking out server space. You guys are getting some new mics. We got the Janet Jackson headsets over here. We're doing our thing. And you guys are making it cool to podcast. And you guys are donating to it. Those who have it, still can. Still available. Go to samshownation.com.
The homepage.
Click the donate button. Or on current promotions, it's also there too. Click the donate button. And you can give as your heart's content and give whatever that makes you feel like a cool person or makes you feel good. You can give from $1 to $3.5 billion if you got it just laying around a house and want to support a podcast. We're your guy. But those who have, thank you. We got three sponsors this week, and I want to shoot through these. Not any disrespect towards my sponsors, but I really want to get to this podcast. This is one of my favorite ones in a long, long time. But first sponsor we got, look, Mother's Day is next week, man. Seriously. You gotta look out for your mama. We all got one, you know. And if Mother's Day, you don't want to look like a loser, go to samshownation.com. Click the flower.com logo and get your mama some fresh flowers. Same day delivery. You can get her some flowers. You can get her some packages. They have flowers and candies and hearts and roses and tulips and whatever. Fruit. I've seen a few fruit things on there where you can get your mom some fruit and chocolates. It's crazy. But do it because you only got about 7 days, depending on when you listen to this podcast. So go ahead. Go to samshownation.com. Click the flowers.com link and order your mom something sweet. It's a good thing. Show your mom you love her. Go ahead and do that. Second sponsor of the podcast, look, it's spring, the sun is out, we are, if you're anything like me, that means you grilling, you know what that means, you gotta break out that Man Grate. What's a Man Grate, you ask? Man Grate is the ultimate grilling enhancement system. You can grill juicy, perfectly cooked steaks, poultry, fish, vegetables, whatever you putting on that grill. I mean, look, Memorial Day right around the corner. Set itself up with some Man Grate, because the Man Grate's cast iron design utilizes radiated heat instead of regular convection heat, instead of giving it that hot air feel. Searing the juices. The juices are actually cooking your meat by itself. And if you go on samshownation.com under current promotions link, you can click the Man Grate button and get the Sam Show Nation 1999 special. Now everybody else will probably tax you. This is a system that probably will cost you $80-$90. But not if you listen to the Just Talk with Sam podcast. You can click the link and you can get $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And you get, not only do you get one Man Grate, you get also a little wire brush so you can clean your Man Grate when you're done. And for my patriots out there, last thing I'll say about the Man Grate, made in America, dog. Made in America. You support your nation, support Sam Show Nation, by going to samshownation.com, click the Man Grate button, and cook up something nice. If you do it fast enough, you can probably cook up something nice for your mom on Mother's Day. And last but not least, a champion sponsor who has been with us and has been ever so gracious, the good folks at Amazon.com. Let's face it, maybe you don't want to get your mom some flowers. Maybe you don't want to get a Man Grate. But I guarantee that anything else that you can possibly want is on Amazon.com. Let's face it, it's the internet. You don't go on Amazon anyway. That's just how it works. That's just how the internet works. You're either going looking at a cute kitten video, porn, or Amazon. That's just how it works. How you're listening to me, you're probably listening to me while you're on Amazon. The only thing I ask you to do, go to SamsoNation.com, click the Amazon link, and shop as you normally would. Anything you do, we get a little kickback, not going to lie to you, but it keeps the podcast rolling, keeps the podcast going, and allows me to sit down with special guests. The girls from Hip in Detroit. Oh my God, this is a good podcast because I'm a fan. I mean, I say it in the podcast, but I mean it right now. I start my day with them. When I'm knocking back some coffee, getting my day, and I'm checking my Twitter, and I'm checking my Facebook, there's a pretty good chance I've already hit hip in Detroit. These girls are on it. They are just fine and just going to corners of our fair city and just picking and choosing and finding all things cool to do in our city. And they blog about it every day. Sometimes on the weekends, but every day they got some new cool stuff for you. The only thing, look, I don't let them tell you why I sit across from Christy, Becca, and Sadie. Say the Q if you're nasty. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, I'm sitting across from them, and they're going to tell you all about Hip in Detroit. If you want to, you know, just fast forward all of this, go to hipindetroit.com, and you can see what they're all about. But if you wait about a minute and a half for this intro to play through, you can hear it for yourself. So, I will be back in about a minute and a half with the girls from Hip in Detroit. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Yeah, I've already hit record, so let's just get it started. The best way I know how to introduce you guys, when it comes down to Detroit and just the city as a whole, I sit across from three of, well, let's back it up for a second. When you hear the word Detroit, a lot of people focus on negative things. They focus on despair, destruction, corruption, or at the very least the first 10 minutes of RoboCop. So when that happens, I look across and these three young ladies who are to some degree fearless, they go to the corners of our city pulling anything even near the deepest, darkest crevices of our cities, and they come back with wisdom and knowledge, these diamonds and pearls that they have cultivated of things we never knew, we never experienced, we just plain forgot about. I mean, over-the-top introduction, I know, but what better way can I introduce these sirens of social media?
No, but I love it.
Charlie's Angels of Detroit.
We do have thought of that.
We have the blonde brunette.
We need to make you more red.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only way I can introduce the Sadie, Chrissy, and Becca girls, better known as Hip in Detroit. We got a little applause button. Let's go ahead. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, man.
No, thank you very much for that introduction. That was really cool.
I really mean it, because when we were off mic, I said, you guys, I start off my morning with you guys. It's weird looking at you. It's almost like I'm interviewing Folgers. It's like, it is. Like, you guys, to some degree, I don't know how big of a following, I don't know if you guys know this, but you guys are like this unofficial, unsolicited, unbiased tour guides of the city.
The thing is people keep coming up to me and saying that. None of us see ourselves that way.
Yeah. At all.
Like, this is a city I grew up in. Mm-hmm. This is a city I love. There's really fun things to do. there's really good things happening, mm-hmm. and people are not paying attention to it. As you said, they just say the bad things.
Yeah, yeah, we get it. But, like, all right, here's one thing I wanted to, one of the things that, like, caught me, I would, your restaurant stuff, like, while dating my wife at the time, well, like, our little date nights and stuff like that, totally cheated. Totally cheated. Thanks. And I want to give a special thanks to you guys because
oh, wow.
I would, like, do little stuff, especially, like, food and stuff like that. I would be like, yeah, we're going to do something special. We're going to go out and we're going to do this. And for the last year, every Friday or Saturday night when I'm going out, I'm like, and I would click.
We need to do more restaurants.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do
Dude,
more
seriously,
restaurants.
Lily Seafood, good call.
Yeah.
Did you try the salmon?
What is that, the salmon?
It was
Reuben?
A salmon.
Yeah, the salmon.
What,
Reuben,
dude,
yeah.
You saved my ass a couple weeks ago. I mean, like.
I don't even like seafood, but I love that place.
And
so.
We walk past, yeah. We're in Royal Oak all the time, and we walk past it so yeah. many times.
That's the problem yeah. with a lot of places. Yeah. And in the summer, on Monday nights, I think they have like half off beer or dollar beers.
Something.
I think it's
yeah,
dollar.
It used to be dollar.
We'll post about it. But I mean, they run specials all summer where you can go eat and drink there for almost free. So.
Oh. Awesome.
And then they do all the beer in-house. There's a lot of great restaurants. Yeah. Have you tried Green Dot yet?
No.
Oh,
no.
That's the number one place you need to go in Detroit right
I'm
now.
I'm looking at her. Well, I'm just kind of like, all right, I'm kind of outing myself right now because she now knows in the last year I've just been copying from you guys, just doing it out of order so she don't, like, pick it up. So yeah. She got Facebook too. I mean, like, just so she doesn't know what I'm doing and stuff like that. But, like, what got me to, like, send an email to get you guys here in the first place is Garbage Connection. Like, I said on the podcast, I am a diehard fan of Shirley Manson. I mean,
she's pretty cool.
Dead serious.
Yeah, awesome,
and
yeah.
She came on the show and she was just like, oh, we've heard about you. And I'm like, how?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Immediately, I was like, how?
That's so cool.
And she kicked out some sources or whatever. And then when all the magic died down from that and all I met my hero and all the stuff died down, I wake up, click on Facebook. What do I see? An article by you guys telling a story very similar to mine. I'm like, oh, yeah. Man, they're cool people. I'm sending an email right now. So I got to ask. Let's go from the beginning. How did this thing start?
Christy came up with the idea of actually doing Hip It in Detroit in the form that it is now. We were making up and writing zines, 10 years ago?
Yeah, when you were a teenager.
Yeah, when we were really young. So we've kind of always been following music, trying to tell other people about it, posting on our Facebooks, whatever.
Okay.
But Christy was like, there is no place in Detroit that you can go and see what's going on in Detroit. And she's just like, what if we were that?
Like, we're going out all the time anyways, so we might as well tell people what we're doing, and maybe they'll want to do it too.
All right.
That was literally it. Also, like, every weekend there's an awesome party, there's an awesome benefit, there's a new restaurant opening, mm-hmm. there's somebody coming to town. So if we could get more people together who will support each other, you know, my photo gallery's opening, will you come? My blog's on today, will you listen and tell your friends on Facebook about it? You
okay.
know, let's all connect each other and see if we can all succeed together.
Okay.
Kind
okay.
of.
Plus, we also got sick of hearing people say there's nothing good going on in Detroit.
That was
there's
your biggest pet peeve. There is yeah. always... There's always something going on. There's always too many things
too much going on. Yeah.
Like, to you guys, all right, not only on a food tip, look, I'm a foodie. All right, whatever. I have a svelte physique, I guess. But I love to eat. But not only do you guys hit just food, but, like, it's art. It's, like, to you
fashion.
Guys, fashion.
There's a fashion community in Detroit that's finally growing, expanding. We finally have Detroit Fashion Week. I mean, we finally have boutiques opening mm-hmm. up. It's an untapped thing that we could start to do in Detroit, but people have to come out and support it. I mean, last year, what did we go to? We went to that fashion show at the airplane hangar.
The airport. Yeah. Like, part of the Detroit Design Festival.
Detroit by Design Festival. Hi, we took an old airplane hangar, turned it into a runway, and had gorgeous models walk on it. I mean, that's a great time.
Here's another thing I found from you guys. I found you guys kind of, when you guys go off and explore, you guys bring back some, lack of a better term, weird things too. Like that I didn't even know the city provided at all. Like, there's a strong underground burlesque community, like, that I did not know existed.
A huge community. And we have that one burlesque dance team that's starting out in Detroit, IBBD.
Yeah, and they do the dance classes.
They do the dance classes and
stuff. They keep giving us info about all their classes, too. We didn't know about that at first. They came to us.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, the Dirty Show.
Like, doing my homework from you guys, I went deeper. I'm like, okay, well, all right, what's the Dirty Show? What's this? Because I'm bored at work and I'm not doing anything when I'm typing.
You might want to be careful with Dirty Show
at work. You know? I found something else. Tranny Bingo.
Yeah.
I did not
know
that.
Royal Oak. Royal Oak.
Yes.
Yeah, it's at the shop right across from. What's it called? I always go there and buy coffees.
Pronto.
It's right across from Pronto. It's right across from UHS.
515.
515, yeah. Is that the name of it? Yeah, they sell cards and stuff. Yeah. I forget the tranny's name. It's always the same bingo caller.
It's every week, too. Yeah. And, like, all right, I had to, when I saw that, obviously shut off my stuff at work and get fired. But after that, you know, I got a little exploring, trying to be you guys. I was like, all right, I got to see Tranny Bingo. If I don't see nothing else, I'm seeing Tranny Bingo. And the weirdest, wildest things that in the corners of my mind, to some degree, they're having a good time, but they were just so normal. This is their humdrum every week.
Right.
Yeah.
And 13. All right. In dress. Come on.
One time we actually went there was because my girlfriend was pregnant and couldn't go out to bars. So we did that as, like, the alternative for going out on a night.
But
it was fun.
But you guys now, all right, you're a year into it, but you are now looked upon in the Detroit internet blogger community as the source to some degree.
People keep telling me that.
You rival some of the big boys.
That's
like
what people
keep
telling me.
Like the Metro Times, Real Detroit.
You guys, I noticed we have a lot of the same stories on the same weeks or same
Except we actually get to say what we want. We don't have to say what somebody paid us to say.
And I'm glad you pointed that out because...
Which is unfortunate.
No, it's not. Because when I look at publications like that, I understand where they have to be nice or they have to not ruffle feathers. But you guys, I've read some blogs where you have given scathing reviews on something you had.
Like the DMA.
Yeah, that's actually one of my questions. All right, let's just start there.
Him and Detroit does not support the DMAs.
Do you guys
want to explain
why?
That
was just a couple of days ago, actually.
It was last week.
We went to last year's. We skipped out
this year's because technically I'm the press.
Right.
And I was just there.
Were there a lot of top hats?
It was. I didn't see any top hats.
No.
Oh, really?
But I did see people I don't see when I go out.
Did Hush have his dog?
I don't remember that. I spent a lot of time at the bar.
Yeah.
Kind of a drinker.
That's what
here.
We did too. Kind of. We didn't even drink, actually. That was actually a sober review.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes, it was. That was me being me and Becca being Becca. We didn't have a good time. We went with an open mind. We thought it was going to be a good time.
Yeah.
We thought, okay, it's Detroit. We like a couple bands.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. We were bored out of our minds. We didn't really know who anybody was. Nobody was friendly.
Yeah, like you just said, you never see any of those people around.
Yeah.
We just kept saying, who are these people?
To be fair, I have seen some of the people. Guess if you guys did your homework on me, I know you did. That's why I'm on my best behavior, actually. Because you guys may write something about me. I don't know. But bands who've been on the podcast or so, I, you know, just say what's up to them. And they were pretty cool. But other than that,
this year there were a few more
bands
that were good.
Pass Liquid got nominated. Wilson. got on there. Kaleido,
but
got
none of them won.
Infatuations.
Infatuations. Yeah, they did.
Infatuations did.
Yeah, they did.
They won. They won. What, two? Right?
Mugs. We were happy about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else? Any of our other buddies got like?
No, nobody won. Like, only Diablos won again. Thank God, because you know you meet every people weekend that say I'm gonna go see the Howling Diablos. Bleh. I can't even say the word right.
I know what you mean.
You've never heard someone say that. Never have you heard someone say that. And that's what bothers me. You have to submit yourself to be entered. So a good publicist gets you nominated. And then the people that vote on it are not the people that are going out every weekend.
See, yeah. And that's where I knew it was coming up. And just looking at the nominees, it's cool to see your buddies there. Like Jenny Westwood, another person who was here who was pretty cool. I'm glad to see when she won. But, you know, I'm like, not discrediting anyone else, but who's voting? Like,
yeah, that's
I'm not
the, thing.
The same night. All right. Not that I'm knocking their hip hop section. Well, I am. All right, fuck it.
Yeah.
All right, I am. But like, I looked at it. The people who should have been there was somewhere out selling a concert, or
they were
somewhere
out playing. Exactly.
Yeah, they were out playing.
And that was what I posted on my Facebook, is Wilson was nominated but won't be there because they're actually on tour with a really huge band. They're out with WAR right now, like going across the country, selling tickets, making music.
Like, I'm sitting
representing our city the right way.
I don't know if you guys heard, but on the podcast a few weeks ago, I sat across from Name Tag and Saxonville. And I'm looking at them talking about DMA. They're like, yeah, we're going to be busy that night.
Yeah.
And, like, they just brushed it off. They are honored to be even considered from a lowly podcaster to say they should be there. But in the same talking, they're like, you know what? I'm going to be working. This is what I do. All right, now let's get we're getting way into DMAs, but this is kind of what I'm talking about. You're posting in these scathing reviews, like you guys are not afraid to say, and I love that.
It's funny because we try to be nice.
Yeah,
that's trying to be nice.
Oh, that is
like
really
if we go to a
nice
show and we hate it, we don't post that. About
you
it.
Would not believe how many things we don't post.
Yeah. Oh. Real, you got to give me one now. You know what? Whenever we have artists or guests on here, we always ask the hell gigs. Yeah, usually we save this for the end of the show. Nah. What didn't you post?
I don't know. I can't think of something off the top of my head. What did we really not enjoy recently?
I can't think. What? You have something?
I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
Christy, right. But there's quite a few.
I see the face where it's just kind of like, I don't want to.
There's a lot of album reviews for
a
the
lot.
Most part.
Yeah.
We get a lot in our inbox. Will you listen to this? And a lot of times I just have to say, sorry, we don't have time, or sorry, we're not interested. Mm. And there's been a couple people who are really persistent, and you finally have to say,
Sorry.
It's
you're
not going to happen.
Like
there was
I
one
say,
that was a recording in their basement, and I just finally said, you need to work on this. You need to send me something for real. Go to a recording studio. You know, because you feel bad. Because I also think we need to encourage other as artists and say, keep going. Don't give up on it. But,
I like how diplomatic you guys are. We are not like that. Like, if we go to a bad show and we have to podcast the next day, if it comes up, we're just going to speak our mind because we don't have a filter. We don't.
Yeah.
We try. We try so hard to be nice. And when I mean we, I mean her. I mean, just like there's been some times I will go, all right, just fictional person. We went to go see Bixby Coffee Pot. We went to go see them and he's playing a acoustic set. And I hated it. I will probably come on this mic and be like, oh my God, not only did I hate him, I hated that show. I hate his music. I hate the wood that they made the guitar out of. Like, everything about that. And you guys kind of, like, censor yourself a little bit so you guys
sometimes
don't say that.
Yeah.
You rather just say nothing instead of...
Say nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
But there are some times where we have a really, really good time at a show and we have too much fun, and that also results in not doing a post sometimes.
Yes.
That's good.
Because we have too much fun and we don't want to take pictures.
Do you ever notice when you're having a really good time, you forget to Facebook it, you forget to tweet it? I was working on Brush Park on Sunday, and I noticed the next day all the people that posted pictures were all the people that were sitting up there doing nothing. And all of us that were in there cutting the bushes, raking up with the leaves, picking up the needles, no pictures. pictures because I was working. Okay. And it's the same thing when you go to a fun show. Sometimes I leave and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even tweet that out to our fans, but I had a blast, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes we try to have fun because the point of this is to have fun and to show up. You know, I mean, this is for fun at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I'm having fun because, you know, I just realized I have notes and questions I should ask, but fuck it. No, we're just going on. Your community service, that is on there, but you know, you brought it up.
I really want to tell people Brush Park.
Please go.
That's my big thing. I want to take you guys to see it after. But
basically, we tried to find it on the way here, and we got...
You can see it. Like, Ford Field is what you're looking at from it. But it's in between a lot of houses. And basically what it is two parks that were on the side of a road that Joe just started digging in. He just started digging and building a jump. And then he built another jump. And now there's two cleared areas where right now there's about 6 people digging. On Sunday, there was about 50 people digging. And the whole point is going to be a place we can all hang out this summer. Obviously, they're all into BMXing.
Okay.
We're trying to do skateboarding on the other side. And we're trying to do picnic tables, grills. And it's just going to be free to the community. And, like, right before I left, because I was out there digging in my work clothes, because that's how much I care about this. A guy from the neighborhood who lived a couple blocks over stopped by and handed Joe $40. And he just said, I don't know what you kids are up to, but I know that there was a bunch of people living in this park. I know there was things going on in this park that we weren't happy about, and now they're not. So use this for whatever you will.
Who cares?
It was awesome.
It all started with Joe, but yeah.
If you guys don't know who Joe Gall is, please look him up.
Go ahead.
He's a genius. He's a great photographer. He's for hire if anybody's looking for somebody. But he's also somebody that's really trying to change the way people look at Detroit.
Yeah. I've met him on accident. Good dude. Yeah. I got nothing bad to say about it, but I've met him on accident because I totally photobombed one of his shots.
That's awesome.
He was, we were downtown, he was taking a picture of something, and I just walked right in the front of it, like, oh, all right.
And he would never say anything, it's okay.
He didn't say anything, and then even more like a dumbass, I went back, oh, you're Joe Gill, I read about you on Twitter. That he's very nice. He's like, hey, I am. Seriously, get out of the way.
He was at South by Southwest on a boat. And a guy came up on one of those little paddle things where they use the...
Gondola?
No, not a gondola. Like where they use a surfboard and, like, paddle it.
Paddleboard?
And they... Yeah, like, where you stand on it, though.
Paddleboard.
All you. This is like... I have used some
people down there do. But somebody paddleboarded up to the boat and goes, are you camera Jesus? And he was in Texas. He was like, maybe. So he's very used to it. But I'm just really inspired because it's people like him who are bringing people from the suburbs who would never come down here, getting them all together on a Sunday, feeding everybody hot dogs, and doing something.
Okay.
Doing something.
Okay, finally, I get a chance to ask something from here. Like, you guys are so easy to talk to. It's just like we're back at our headquarters. We're back at the den. This is so easy. But how do you guys treat those, or have you been approached by those who are not from Detroit and want you guys to talk about them?
Depends what it is.
I just did an interview that will come up next week with a guy from Terrible Things. He used to be in Taking Back Sunday. Mm-hmm. He's coming to town next week, so we did an interview about that, about his new band, and then we like to always ask as the last question, you know, you've been here before. What are some of your favorite places you've been to when you've been here in the past?
People always have a good story about coming here or a horrible story, one or the other.
Something to talk
it's
about.
It's always entertaining. However you slice it, even in my own world of podcasting, there's always a Detroit story wherever you go, whoever's sitting across from me on the mic. Mm-hmm. But with you guys, do you guys carry that a little bit? Like, your stamp of approval in this city is a lot. Like,
I don't think it's true.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah,
it's good.
But I do feel like more than ever, this is my city and I'm super proud of it because we went out to Detroit by Detroit and somebody approached us who has moved out of the area and was really bashing on the city. And all three of us stood there like, and none of us would say anything because we had nothing nice to
say.
She
was a super nice girl.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah. Like,
but she was just like, nothing's happening here. The whole place is dead.
I don't give a goddamn how nice you are. I would have let her ass have it.
Yeah. Friend of a friend. You don't want to be mean. But yeah. I was like,
where's she from?
Fuck you.
Now she's from Chicago.
Yeah. No, yeah. She was from here and she moved to Chicago.
Like 4 years ago.
Oh, okay. And the murder capital of the world. You guys, I'll do it for you if you don't mind. As of right now, the handgun murder capital of the world.
That is
you
the are, handgun murder.
And then when you go down.
They beat us.
And look at you guys. You guys have a golden statue of a guy who's not here. Jordan doesn't stay there anymore. You guys are worshiping what was. Right, Chicago, yeah. Oprah left. The bike left.
I was just super bummed out because she came back for a really cool event and she's bashing on the city. And I'm like, there's a good turnout here. There's good music here. You see a bunch of girls who do a cool thing. Like,
to her defense,
stuff
she
happening.
Did say the music scene's better here than in Chicago.
Yeah. She did.
I was getting
she
on
did.
That, too.
Because
like,
there's
what?
No music scene in Michigan.
There's
too big. It's
there's a good comedy scene, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And
there's right, good comedy scene.
I joked earlier about you guys being at Charlie's Angels. Whenever you guys... need someone nasty to say something, just hire me.
I can say nasty things. I just try to stop. I used to be a quote-unquote mean girl, if you will. But no more. I really think we all need to be positive and try to bring the city back together.
Yes, because everyone's treating you like a queen because they want a good review.
Everybody treats you like a queen to your face. Everybody says bad things about you behind your back.
Yeah.
Everybody tells the three of us everything.
But that's
remember
the thing. It's the three of you. I don't know where. What do you guys? What do you guys show up like a ninja or just show up? Oh, I heard that, Sam. And then I don't know when it's safe. You guys lock down the internet. You guys are on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
I really like that there's three of us. I like that each of us has different skills. Each of us has different perspectives. Like you said, what do we do with music and things that are submitted? Something I love, she may hate. Something she loves, I may hate. So, you know, if you read an article, sometimes they have all three of us on them. Sometimes that's Becca's article.
Okay.
I mean, that was her perspective on what she did on Thursday. I wasn't there, you know? And we trust each other. Becca can post whatever she wants. Like, we have an awesome relationship in that sense. We can also scream at each other.
Yeah.
Okay. She and me could kill each other. When this bitch was younger, she used to pull my hair. She used to pull my shit down the stairs.
Really? Yeah.
Like, but that's what makes
it. She was going to the part, you know, where she was saying she used to be a mean girl. I just hide it better.
Amen. That is the truth. Because I'll say sometimes, Christy's a boss. Like, I don't mess with Christy. And people will be like, really? She's such a nice girl. And I'm like, you have no idea. Like, this girl will go to another show.
That was kind of an evil laugh.
And she will beat the shit out of some dude. And just be like, you came out with a...
She got a black eye.
Black eye. After a black Christmas. Black chin. That's what it was.
She spit in some guy's face.
No, you gotta tell the story now. Okay, you spit in some guy's face.
That was the best thing.
I get a little out of hand.
No. I'm in my ass. So what's his
jeans? Of course you're out of hand.
A guy pissed me off. I spit in his face. He punched me in the face. And I said, well played.
Walked away.
All right.
I will throw a drink in
your face. And then the old lady I work with 2 days later said that I got Botox in my chin because I had like a circle bruise and it was all swollen.
Fight Club over here. Like, I don't get that from you. You just, you're like a little pipe bomb ready to go off.
Yeah. Like, if I was scared at a show, I'd stand next to her.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Always.
Next concert, you come with me, man.
All right, cool.
Always fine, Christy.
Back in the day, Pantera, White Zombie, all those shows, stand next to Christy. Suicide Machine, stand next to Christy. She'll take out some big guy with tattoos. She'll get her way on stage.
Oh, my God. Like, I don't get that just by looking at you. Like, no offense, but, you know, Sadie, I kind of get the mean girl vibe from you a little bit. Just a little bit. Just like, watch out for her.
Nice,
eh? Like, you're kind of right in the middle. You're, like, right in the middle.
Becca's so nice.
Yeah.
You don't give me that vibe. It give me, like, you're harboring something in the back of your mind.
Yeah, and then, like,
when
it's at New York.
And then
I remember that part of New York.
And yeah, I wanted to get into that too. That's thank you for saying that because now I can look at my paper.
Oh, like, but
yeah, for Hip in Detroit, you guys, well, two out of three of you are from here. You ended up bringing you from New York.
Yeah.
How did you get adopted in? What application did you have to fill out in order to be part of Hip in Detroit?
I don't know. Christy asked me to be.
That's
I
simple?
Love it. It's great. Yeah. I mean, like, I've been here for a long time now. I came here for school, so I've been here for a while, but I knew some things, but not as much, and Hip in Detroit's kind of opening up
but
a lot
Becca
more stuff
Becca does all
today.
Our graphic designs. She built the website. Oh, like, that's her expertise. Awesome. She brings a lot to the table.
So you got the thumbs up by Suge Knight over here, who's like, yeah, all right, we need somebody to have bail money just in case something goes on. Okay, so, yeah, you're part of the
I
team.
I got you, yeah.
You just sit here, build a web page. I gotta go fight this trucker.
That's exactly what
it's
happened.
True, though. I feel safe.
But you're as small as what? I can't wrap my mind around
it. That's why she's so good, because no one
see, that's it.
Oh, I got that. That low center of gravity. You go for the legs. All right.
Scrappy.
But, like, do you guys... All right. I'm going to read this one finally. Do you guys have a little... I don't want to say animosity. Best word I can think of. Competition for other publications
yes.
from Detroit. Do you... All right. Oh,
yes. Lately. There's a couple of you out there that I'm going to take down. It's going to take me a while, but
yeah,
I'm going to take
couple
your
new
ass
ones
down. Keep following
up.
Me. Keep doing exactly what I do and see how... Keep following us. I shouldn't say me because it's not just me. I'm very good at saying me.
Okay.
Okay. Keep following us. I'll find you, bitch.
All right.
I think you're going to be at the same show as me tonight, probably trying to take pictures of it, probably talking about it a week too late. I heard that you're trying to do a promo for the blowout. A promo for the blowout. Who needs to do a
promo
for the blowout?
Put your name on it. Just who is it?
Nope. She knows who she is.
And wait. So this miscellaneous person pretty much follows you.
There's about three she's.
Okay.
And maybe like two he's out there.
So you guys have... Copycats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
I guess.
Maybe we're copycats. I don't know.
We
the
weren't
thing
the first
is we don't
around.
Think
no, we're
very highly
we're
of ourselves.
First,
we're just having fun.
And that's why, that's what attracted me to you guys. Like, there's other blogs. I'm not blind. I see it. But they're so nice. And it's another blog that I unsubscribe to on my Facebook feed. They're too nice. And they give these weird, like... I would say their name. I just don't remember it. It's like from 2 months ago. I unfriended them on Facebook. And they give these weird little Detroit-ish, like, thank yous and these little cutesy little, like, I'll give you an example. They'll say, oh, you lovely, better-made potato chip. And they do something Detroit-ish in their compliments. And it is the,
better-made.
It's cringe-worthy.
I've been eating the all-dark bag. Have you guys ever had that?
No.
All dark, better made
rainbow.
Chips.
Oh, they're good. Yeah, I've had those.
I've had like two bags in the last month.
They give these little Detroit-ish compliments like, oh, you Motor City Mother.
Like, I don't even know what that means, and I'm never going to do that.
It's their own little vernacular. And as a person who has a vernacular, because I just talk shit and a dedicated fan, sat down and listened to every episode of the podcast since its inception and carved out little words that we said and became part of our lexicon and just made a dictionary. It's called the Samptionary.
Nice.
We
That's
put it
cute.
On our page. It is
That's
one
awesome.
Of the nicest things
That's cool.
someone has ever done. And I'm sorry that they had to sit down and listen to hours of shit talking.
That's really cool. I like when people do stuff like that.
But you guys got your own little following too, because that's what I'm getting at. I got one. You guys got a few, and they want that fucking approval so bad from you guys. And it's just kind of like, yeah, I want a good review.
I feel really cool when somebody says they feel like their show sold more or their album got more attention. I mean, that feels good.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole point.
Yeah.
You know, when you tell me you listen to or watch our stuff or whatever, that means the world to me. Like,
I mean, when we started a year and a half ago or whatever... We were surprised that anyone even was looking.
We were surprised how much people cared.
Yeah.
I think that people really wanted this to happen.
You know, because we were going back and forth, debating on if we were going to do it for a while, and then Sadie's finally like, just let's do it.
I just called her one day, because we were like, how do you start this? And that was like the debate we kept having with each other.
Just do it.
And we finally just said, you just start it.
Yeah. And I, you know,
as far as other blogs go, I've always said, because people are always like, anybody could do this. And I'm like, yep, anybody could. And you should. That's why the people that are doing it, we don't argue with them. We don't fight with them. We don't say things to other people to put them down.
Except we just say.
Yes. I know. But you know what I'm saying?
I get it. You should. It's not like here, I'll compare us.
I didn't think anybody was going to be right behind us doing the same thing. If I thought somebody was coming out doing something from their own point of view, I would think that was awesome. But when you kind of feel like, whoa, I just covered that 3 days ago. Whoa. You know, like it starts to get a little weird.
Well, with you guys, I am, you guys are on my radar. I've been doing it for 3, you guys have been doing it a little over a year, but your YouTube stuff, because sometimes we interview the same people. I mean, Detroit is such a big city, sometimes we trade paint with. I don't know you guys do it, but if I got somebody later and I see it come on my Facebook page, I do watch you guys to not ask the same questions.
Oh, yeah,
or
definitely.
I watch
a lot of interviews when we do bigger bands to try not to ask the same questions.
Yeah.
I tried so hard with the Hives, and I was so scared. And I don't get scared, but I just wanted to do good so bad that it was like, I kept flubbing up words, and I was researching like interviews from Coachella and this and that. And I have a friend that knew one of the guys, and he told me, do not ask them about Refused, no matter what. And the one thing I did was ask him about that damn Refuse.
I would have did it.
Like, inadvertently. And I was like, ugh. And you could tell the way his voice and everything changed that he didn't want me to ask him about that.
I would have opened with that. Like,
yeah.
Like, because here's the difference between me and you. Because, well, anybody with a YouTube channel know that you're kind of the front person. Sorry. Nothing against you. Don't want to get hurt.
No, it's cool.
Don't want to get hurt.
You know it.
You're kind of the front person. And when you do ask these questions, you said you got a little flubbered and, you know, but mine, I do the opposite. I'm word vomit. I just fanboy out.
She tells me when I'm nervous, I talk too much. I just keep going.
Do you ever have that fangirl moment where you're just kind of like, fuck it. You know what? I've been waiting to meet you for so long, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, Jay Navarro. He's local. We grew up going to Suicide Machine shows, but her and I both, when she interviewed him, it's funny because now we talk to him quite a bit, but when she interviewed him the first time, we were both like, oh, my God, it's Jay.
And
oh
I said
God,
it to
oh
Jay.
God.
I said, this is weird because I know you. We're friends. But you're Jay Navarro. I mean, I saw you for the first time when I was 11 and 12. We went to Harmony House to buy your first album. Like, you are a lot of the reason that I'm down here. You're a lot of the reason I know what music is. And when I told him that, he said, how old were you? He's like, wait, what?
All right, let's slow this thing down. This is 2013. For those who listen, Harmony House was this place where you could go, where you could go and buy records. And records
are
these.
I do that a lot. I think of things that don't exist.
Like Harmony House. Well, these records are where you can buy music, and they used to come on these
compact discs. Yeah.
Well, no one does that anymore. That's the closest thing we got. So yeah, compact discs. Wikipedia, look it up. But yes. So, if you went to a record store, like, the same thing, like, I met one of my big guys lately, Garbage. I told her the story off mic of how I became a fan of them, is I really liked their music, but I got tricked by my brother, which, you know, in hindsight, was the dumbest thing possible. I wanted my brother to take me to a record store so bad to get version 2.0. Hmm. So, not only did I borrow double the money from him... Excuse me, I borrowed the money to pay for the CD, but I had to pay him back double the money, and the CD is in his possession at all times. That is the dumbest thing in the world, because he's a fan.
You're the younger brother?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, I'm the oldest sister with 3 brothers.
Yes!
I conned him all the time. One day, my 2 youngest said to me, you owe us like $50, because I'd just be like, yeah, I'll give you $1 for doing that. I was never going to give him $1.
I'm the youngest. Like you used to... Punk your little brothers, like, and I'm standing up for them now. I get a chance to stand up. You're not her, like, because if I go and get a pop from the kitchen, I have to go get 2 pops or 3 pops if my eldest brother see me.
I still sit in the front seat, take the best chair. I'm an adult, and I still pick on them. It's the way it works. You have to deal with it. You didn't have as many rules, I bet.
Well, we had some. One of the best things that I used to do, like, you know, he was bullying me. He was picking over and getting over on me. So we used to play this game called Smoking Gun. And that was my way of getting revenge on them. What Smoking Gun is, you can do whatever you want. But if mom and dad catch you, whoever's looked the most guilty,
like, have to claim it.
You have to. Like, one of being a Smoking Gun, I used to do. Like, my mom is a Pepsi fanatic. She loves Pepsi, and the only thing she wanted from work is a Pepsi. We knew never to drink her Pepsi. It's just a 20-ounce sitting.
I hate Pepsi.
I would drink it with purpose. And when I see her coming, I mean, like, really milking it, just until it's like half a swallow left. I hear her coming down the hall. Now, like, hey, man, he'd turn around. Now, throw it at his face as hard as humanly possible.
Oh, my God.
But he got good reflexes. He played football. He would catch it. But mom would walk past the door, man, and see him holding it.
You and set him up.
All the time. That's he was awesome. Bigger and stronger. You see the website. You see Big Man. He's bigger and stronger than me. So I would have to outsmart him all the time. So
that's one awesome. Time, I convinced my brothers to tap dance on my mom's one-day-old car in tap heels.
Awesome.
I got my ass beat, though. I got caught. But I did convince them it was a good idea. Yeah, first time she ever owned a car.
Yep.
Ruined.
Yep. So... You guys didn't have Smoking Guns. Like,
no, that was the mean girl coming out, learning.
Oh, we still do it to this day.
Like, me too. Like, I'm worse now.
We do horrible things like April Fool's Day. Oh, watch out. Man. Like, because we're old and we have wife and kids now. So they're like now brought into it. We have done some horrible things to each other. Like when my niece was born, he's at the hospital and he's like, oh my God, I'm a first time dad. And I took the spare key he gave me. Rented a U-Haul, broke into his house.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Went with the key and like, dude, you're being evicted, man.
Oh my
and like
God.
We sent letters, like all of so when he comes back
that's
from the
hospital. Crooked shit.
So next time he comes from the hospital, like we have empty boxes from the U-Haul and we're just taking it, we're putting in the U-Haul. I'm like, oh my God, man, you didn't get the call. You didn't get the call. They're taking you out of your house. And then like he gets in a car is a big, you know, poster board that says April Fools.
Oh, yeah, that's so good.
He took his key back immediately.
Creative. Damn.
That's awesome.
I don't think that far in advance.
Oh, dude, the level. If we didn't know each other, we'd fucking hate each other. Like, we can do it because we're family and we love each other.
Yeah.
You guys pick on your siblings or anything?
Not really.
I don't want to make this just a Sam and Sadie show here. Yeah. We pick on each other.
Yeah, my sister's 8 years older than me, so...
You don't even see the...
I mean, we're friends, but...
You guys didn't live in the same house for that long. You did.
We did, but yeah, there wasn't really the...
By the time we were teenagers, she was out and married.
Yeah, she used to torture me whenever she had to babysit. The second
she
my
was,
mom left, out came the curling iron. And,
oh, nice. You
know, did you throw her stuff down the stairs, too?
No. Just you.
I remember when we were kids, one of the reasons we liked White Zombie so much was because she liked it.
Yeah.
And she had that sticker in her closet.
Yep.
What kind of music did you grow up listening to?
Oh, we had to do all kinds. Like, I got old school from my dad, but I was a diehard wrestling fan, so that's where rock came in. You got hip-hop just because, well, I stayed in the inner city of Detroit. You could throw a rock and hit a rapper. So, and my mom had gospel blaring. So we were very eclectic. So, like, it was not shy. It was not hard for me or any of my family to sit down and listen to Thunderkiss 65 and then change it. And then... Go, yeah, all right. Yeah, see, look at that.
She loves that album.
And then go into, like, Mos Def or go into, like, we'll just switch albums. And then you'll hear, like, Carlton Pearson. And, like, it wasn't nothing from, I was the only 3-year-old who knew the Static James Brown album from start to finish. Like, I, as a 3-year-old, can clearly understand James Brown.
And
that is a title I still hold to this day.
I think that that is something that people in Detroit experience. Mm-hmm. I don't think music is as prevalent in people's lives in other cities.
Nope.
She can kind of attest to that.
Really?
Definitely not.
That is a unique experience to growing up here, and I don't think people realize that. I don't think people realize, because I hear people complain about this a lot, oh, there's so many shows tonight. You can go here and here. You can go to every bar and see a band. That's the best thing about Detroit. Uh-huh. And people actually complain about that live here. But if you go to San Diego, let's say tonight, you might be able to find like a jazz club that has one house band playing, and you might be able to go to the House of Blues. Mm-hmm. But unless you knew somebody that was having a house show or something, that's it. That's music in San Diego.
Well, I mean, there are a couple of my friends who had small bands that played at the YWCA on Fridays for a while, but that was about it.
And that's what we did. Me and Christy grew up with our friends running halls on Friday night, packing the place. I mean, back in the day, that hall in Clawson, they would bring 400, 500 kids in that place. We'd get it shut down every time. I mean, people would be crowd surfing. People would be having the best time ever.
The old men that run the place would come in and freak out.
They would always freak out. Always.
Fire marshals, stuff like that.
A couple weeks ago, Bahamut had a show over here at that Scarab Club that's owned by the DIA. I think the first metal show they ever had, and definitely the last metal show they ever had, because they were freaking out. But that's something in Detroit that we have. We can turn an art space into a venue for the night, you know, and people were respectful. Nobody was taking down the paintings. Nobody was doing anything wrong.
Oh, and I don't, it's weird that I'm going to attempt to bring something new to you guys, but Open Mic Jam. Anybody know about Open Mic Jam here?
I mean, I've heard of a couple, but not.
Dude, go. The Open Mic Jam. If I'm on Twitter, I'll tweet it. Or you could just tweet Open Mic Jam every month.
You can take us.
Every month. What? I'm down if you're down.
Sure.
Every month, there's Open Mic Jam. It's a gallery. It is an art gallery off Grand River. Near Motor City Casino.
Okay.
And this is like the underground of your most talented artists. They just open it up to anybody.
Hip
hop, saxophone, whatever you got. It's right then and there. I feel weird because the last one just passed. But next one, all four of us going. You know, Charlie's Angels, and I guess that makes me Bosley. You know, we're going to wreck it.
And that's like, I want to try new things. When my girlfriends call me now to go out for dinner, I always go, that's fine, but it has to be someplace we haven't been so I can use it for the website.
Oh.
You know, because if I go out with four or five people, I can get more pictures and more opinions of the food and stuff.
Playing
my friends are
game.
Always like, stop using us. And I'm like, I'm putting it on the website.
Like, I show up at places. You guys make it known. You guys are like, yeah, we're here. And they're like, from the pictures. I'm only going from the pictures. Let's ask. Do you guys do that? Okay.
It depends.
Depends on what
we
it
also
is.
Just got criticized at the Loving Touch lately. So what, you guys just sneak in the back and don't let anyone know you're coming to the show and then put a review up the next day?
Yeah, somebody did yell at you for that.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't yell at us.
Well, no, he was...
It's Chris Vertigo.
Like,
that's what he does.
Like, I don't really show that boisterous side of myself.
Yeah.
Like, I would just kind of sleek in and just be incognito and just kind of
I say hi to everybody.
I'll sit out and I'll just like, oh man, I like them. And then I'll just be a fan and just walk away.
Christy and I are Sadie's a little bit more.
Sadie makes it.
I talk to everybody.
She puts stickers everywhere.
I put stickers on everything. I pin everybody. Listen,
like,
if I'm going to do this work, I really want somebody to pay attention to it.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I don't know. They do an awesome job editing me because I'm crazy. And
but you guys, like...
They don't have to be edited. They actually can write.
You guys go into things and you're just like, yeah, we're here in Detroit. What's up? Mine, I'm kind of like, everything we're doing now is all one big happy accident. And then they were like, hey, Sam, you want to just check us out? All right, cool, whatever, man.
Yeah.
And I'll just show up. Oh, man, that was cool. All right, see you later, man. And then, like, expect absolutely nothing else. And then I'll get an email. Hey, you want to come here, too? Whatever. You know, I'll dip in for a couple minutes.
We have the weekends booked up weeks in advance, which I think is a funny thing. Because sometimes people email us and say, hey, can you come by Thursday and do this? And I'm always like... Oh, honey. Thursday in 4 weeks, maybe.
If it,
which makes me feel good.
If it helps. Not that I'm super plugging in them, but hit Open Mic Jam. It's on Wednesdays.
Okay. Nice.
Cool. So next time I see the tweet, and it's weird because you get these tweets like this little weird bat signal where it's just like, we're doing it this Wednesday. And then like everyone's all in agreement, like, all right. We will be there. And to be fair, I've only been to one, mm-hmm. but I've seen the guys who show up individually. So like when I see this mini concert happening in front of me, I'm just kind of like, oh man, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then it opens me up to more people I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, oh, well, you know him. I'm going to bring my friend up and they're going to do this. And then, well, there you go. I've sold them way too much. Like,
no, but that's how I find a lot of stuff. Some weeks, what was it, 2 weeks ago? There was not a lot going on that week. So I just started to look around. That's when I found our friend was on the cover of Real Detroit. Looking amazing. Joe had shot it, mm-hmm. and my friend Angie had styled it. Plus, Incognito had done a remodel. So I was like, but there's two things right there.
Yep.
I emailed Angie and said, will you talk to us about that? I emailed the model and said, will you talk to us about that? Because modeling, like I said earlier, fashion is really becoming big, I think. So I thought, you know, to be a working model in Detroit isn't being a working model in New York or L.A. or one of those places. It's a little bit harder to find business and at the same time easier because there's less competition.
Right.
So I'm trying to bring – I want to talk to sound guys. I want to talk to, like, you know, bookers. A lot of those people don't want to talk. For one, they don't want attention on them. But mm-hmm. I want – to show people more behind the scenes of music, because I don't think people realize how much goes into planning the blowout or, you know, like Melissa booking Detroit by Detroit. That's interesting.
Right.
I mean, that's a huge deal that's built up over all these years, raising money for School of Rock. I thought Christy did an excellent piece with her. I thought it was really interesting to find out the person behind the scenes, you know, not just Detroit by Detroit, the bands, but focus on the girl who worked her ass off.
Can I ask a question? I mean, I agree with everything you just said, but can I ask a question? How have we never met until now?
I don't know.
Because we said School of Rock. I'm like, oh, well, Julie Haven was on the show twice. And then it was like, how has this not happened before that?
That happens all the time, though. Like, I think you meet for a reason when you meet for a reason.
I guess,
it seems like a small city, but it's big at the same time.
Oh, it's super big. And, whoa, this is, look, I don't know how to say this, but this... I got one more question. Two. We're on the subject of, technically three. I have not used this at all, and I'm not going to start now because you guys are just super fun to talk to. No Hollywood here. You guys, it's a date. Next time, Open Mic Jam, we're all going. But if you guys want to just come on the podcast and just talk shit, whatever, you guys are welcome to.
For sure.
First question, one of three. We want to do something cool for the YouTube channel. We like playing games on the show. Do you mind staying after the podcast another 10 minutes to do something cool for the YouTube channel?
No, that's fine.
Cool. All right. Question number two. I wanted to ask you guys, if you can sit down. I've read your interviews. I've seen them. The ones on your YouTube page. If you had to have one person, I don't round table this thing around. Before I ask that, we talk about music. First album you bought with your own money. Go. I just got to get it out because I want to see what I'm dealing with here.
Man.
Oh, God.
I think it was a Guns N' Roses single on tape. I can't remember which song, though. It might have been November Rain, actually.
That's what I'm talking about.
Or it was either that or the Wayne's World soundtrack.
Nice.
That's awesome. Kind of better than...
See, I had a sister that was 8 years older, so I just went off whatever she was getting.
My brothers, too.
Wait. I think my dad bought it, though. That song that was in that 5-0 movie.
What?
I had that on a single record, too. I remember that. But I don't know if that was with my own money, but I remember that one.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I have three. Sorry,
mine's embarrassing.
No,
what is it?
First CD I ever bought was Club Mix 96.
Yeah,
Club Mix 96.
You know what? No judgment
Shaggy.
Here.
I mean,
no,
what?
No, it wasn't me.
My first
CD wasn't me.
Exactly.
My first tape was bought for me. I remember that. That was Green Day Dookie. I think the first one I bought, because I remember the first three things I got, and I don't know which one I bought first. It was either Hole Live Through This or Offspring Smash. I don't remember which one I bought first.
Oh, we gotta hang.
Because it was like really close together.
Oh, we gotta hang.
And you said meeting your idol. Courtney Love is my idol. I was in the same area as her. I could not talk to her. I sort of yelled at her, "I think you're really pretty." And that was it. Man. I was 15, though. Give me some credit.
No, I'm not. No judgment here. But we gotta hang because Offspring Smash was my fourth album I bought for myself.
I love that album.
Come out and play.
Yeah.
All right, but first album I bought for myself with my own money, my allowance, I got it. It was Busta Rhymes When Disaster Strikes.
Ooh, nice. I love that.
Ooh, I got you all in check.
I love that. Man. Yep.
But this hour went past ridiculously fast, and I love it when this happens. But I'd be remiss if you didn't give out the big plug. Please, where can they? Your Twitter, your Facebook. Do it. Do it up. Go ahead.
Well, obviously, the number one thing we want to go to is hipanddetroit.com because that's where the core of everything is. But Christy runs our Facebook.
What's the Facebook? Where can I see this great stuff?
Facebook.com/hipanddetroit.
Yes.
All right.
Crazy. Becca runs to Instagram. We all do, but she primarily is the person that will answer you on that, and that's at Hip in Detroit.
Yeah.
Hip in Detroit. And I'm at Hip in Detroit on Twitter. I generally run that. I am not talking so much on that anymore because I've apparently offended a lot of women. Apparently, I am very sexist, which I didn't know you could be sexist and be a feminist and be a woman, but I am. So sorry about that to anybody that got offended. Sorry to whoever emailed us. So we're trying to just that as our posts now and to tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times when we get to stuff early, we will let you know, tell you to come out.
All right. Well, aww. I mean, ladies, it's, you guys want to close out with anything? You guys got anything to say?
No, thank you. I'm sorry I talked too much. And
you did not
quiet,
talk
but
a lot. I mean, you can never talk too much on this podcast.
Yeah, I just.
This could have easily been like 8 hours. This could have easily been. But, man, I thank you guys so much.
Thank
for
you
this.
For having
thank
us
you.
On.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's a good review. Did I get the thumbs up?
No, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
We just really appreciate your attention at all.
Yeah,
all right, man.
Awesome.
I'm going to close out with that before they change their minds. As always, you can get your band Sam at samshownation.com for all things Just Talking with Sam podcast. All our Twitter, Facebook, and all our stuff is there. And if you need to know, Twitter, samshow11, Facebook, whatever. So just go to samshownation.com, and we will see you guys next week. See you.
Sweet.